listening discretion is advised. There will be swearing, inappropriate adult humor, and probably some graphic medical procedures. Listen at your own risk.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are...
Changing the Chances.
Welcome back. We're on a roll. This is 2 weeks in a row.
Well, look at us.
I know. We're rocking it. For sure. We are going to talk about Piper. Who knew?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much about her anyway.
So. Yeah, it's true. It's very true. We're actually going to talk about our interactions with Piper. People. Interactions with Piper.
Others treat her and talk to her, interact with her.
Yeah, there's good,
there's bad, there's indifferent.
Yeah, I didn't want to say there's bad because I don't necessarily think there's been like bad.
No.
I mean, it just feels like so terrible when you say bad. I don't know. But anyways, I think the number one thing, and I think it doesn't happen as much now because she is almost 9 now, but for a really long time, I think there were lots of people who called her and talked to her and treated her like a baby.
Yes. Well, what do you mean called her? Like
called her a baby.
Oh,
like, yeah, okay. Oh, look at the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, see the baby.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, she's
up
like...
Up until she was probably 6, 7, even sometimes now, people will still talk at her. Like, not talk at her, but, like, talk to her, like, babyish. Oh, hi, look at the baby. And it's like...
Yeah, and they do say baby. Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's like, no, she's not a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's weird. Like, what is the, like...
What's the tie with, like, talking to someone who... is severely disabled, like a child, like a baby. Like, I don't know what the connection is.
Yeah.
That people think that, like,
they like, have are to, they, like, trying to make their language more simple because they think that that's the way they understand?
I don't know.
Which, I'm not saying I don't understand that because I do. A part of me gets that. But I don't understand why they called her a baby or why they would do that. Like, she clearly isn't. And if I've told you... She's 8, and yet your reaction is still say, look at the baby. I'm like, nobody on no planet would call an 8-year-old a baby. Like, well, a typical 8-year-old.
It doesn't happen as often now.
Yeah, mostly, no, no, yeah.
Mostly it's like with strangers and stuff that want to try and interact with her.
Mm-hmm. But I do think the talking part just comes like, my thought is, because obviously I don't know, is they're just trying to make their language simple but still try to be like nice,
or maybe they think like she's just because her reaction is slow, or mm-hmm. the fact that she's nonverbal,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a lot of people think like she's not there,
yeah,
which is not the case.
Yeah,
she is there 100%.
Yeah,
because we talk to her like we talk to everybody else, and
yeah,
and she gets it, you know. Whether she wants to interact or whatever is on her, but she gets it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I definitely don't. I mean, of course, and I'm her mother, so it's always different when you're the parent because you know who your child is and you know what they can and can't. You know, it's different. But I do. I just talk to her like a person, like, this is what I expect of you. I'm sorry it sucks and that you're angry, but this has to happen anyways. So...
I know it was hard for my mom for a while, because I did. I had to tell her, probably up till she was 6. Like, you know, mom, she's not a baby. Stop talking to her like she's a baby. Stop calling her a baby.
Yeah.
She's not. She's a big girl. She's growing up. You know, I mean, if she was a typical child and she was running around and calling you grandma and stuff, you would not be calling her a baby.
That's true. That's
and fair. She's like, you know what? You're right. You know, and I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
On why my mom, you know, for so long.
Yeah.
But that's probably one of the best cases that I can bring to light on, you know, what we're talking about. And it wasn't to demean Piper by any means or,
yeah,
you know, anything like that.
Yeah, it wasn't negative. It just was.
It for my mom, you know, I think it was just like she was just like a bigger baby.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you need to start talking to her like mm-hmm. a big girl. Stop talking to mm-hmm. her like she's an infant.
Yeah.
She's not.
Yeah.
And it was a little difficult, I think, mm-hmm. for my mom, but she's definitely gotten better. And, you know,
I think she
doesn't call her, you know, I mean, she'll say like, you're such a pretty baby girl, you know, stuff like that.
But yeah.
Like, she does not refer to her as a baby
anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Know?
And she tells her all the time, you're getting so big. You're such a big girl.
And yeah.
Stuff like that. So I think it was literally just me telling her like, mom, she's not a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to stop treating her like one.
Yeah.
And I think it just kind of clicked like, you're right. You know,
yeah.
she's not. She is getting bigger and mm-hmm. she is a big girl.
Yeah.
Like, I need to start talking to her mm-hmm. and treating her like one.
You know what I think is funny? And I think I mostly think this is like a grandparent thing. Could I be wrong? Yes. But I'm going to say it's a grandparent thing because they just want to give their grandkids everything. Because, you know, I don't have to raise you. You can have cake for breakfast. I don't care. which I would 100% be that person. I'm not angry about that.
You would 100%.
And I would eat cake with them because that's who I am. But it's funny because when we say stuff like that, because I think, like I said, grandparents want to give their grandkids everything. So I think for my mom, which is funny, is, again, she kind of wants to. It's slowed down because Piper's gotten so big now and she physically can't lift her and stuff anymore. But for a really long time,
it's she getting never, hard for everyone.
Yes. But she never, you know, Piper would fuss. She would just pick her up or, you yeah. know, Piper would fuss and she would just give in to whatever she thought that she was fussing for.
Because your mom didn't have a problem holding her up until the point where she just couldn't anymore.
Yeah. Like, no.
She's
for
like,
sure.
Oh, here, I'll hold her. It's not a problem. And now it's just like, hey, can you, one of you guys pick her up and move her for me?
Yeah, because that's not going to work, which I totally get. But, you know, the same thing I always had to tell my mom. Like, listen, you know, she has to do these things. If she wants up, she has the ability to show you she wants up and you need to wait for it. And I think that was very hard.
I think it is too, because my mom is the same way. Like, she just wants to, even though it is hard to pick her up, if I go and see my mom and...
Mm-hmm.
It like if I go to the bathroom mm-hmm. and my mom decides, well, she doesn't want to be on the floor with Piper anymore. Piper has decided she wants to be with Nana in Nana's chair.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Piper hasn't said anything. It's my mom just yeah. wanting, you know, and it's like, mom, you need to. Oh, well, I just want to love on her. And it's like, you need to make her work for this. You need yeah. to tell her, you know,
because
and my mom has gotten better at it. But yeah. it's still very difficult as a grandparent. Yeah. It's like, your parents can deal with that. Like,
yeah.
I just want to spend time with you and love on you.
No, agreed. 100%. That's what I'm saying. I think it's a grandparent thing. They just want to do all the easy things and the fun things and the lovey things. But that was one thing I had to explain to my mom. Like, she won't learn if you don't let her or push her. You have to do these things. Yes, it's hard.
And it is because it takes Piper, not always, but the majority of the time, it takes Piper a little bit of time to react if you give her a choice
mm-hmm.
or if you tell her, you know, if you give her a cue, like, do you want me to pick you up? Like, show me.
Yeah.
You know, and she does her little crunches when she wants up or picks her arm up, like, in your direction.
Yeah.
But you got to wait for it.
You do have to wait for her. Usually.
Usually. If she's really having a good day and she's moving and her body's responding well to her.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that reaction's a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Other times she's just being lazy and is like, no, I don't want to do that. Pick me up.
It's yeah.
Like, well, you're just going to lay there then.
Yeah.
Not with grandparents.
No.
They scoop her right up and they're like, especially if it's like, well, I'm not getting my way. I'm just going to fuss a little bit because mm-hmm. she knows 100%
mm-hmm.
who she can play.
Yeah. The only upside now is, like I said, my mom doesn't really pick her up a whole ton anymore because, again, she's a lot bigger now.
Piper's so very tall.
My you know, she doesn't just give in and pick her up because she's like, you are too big. That's not, I can't just do these things for you anymore because you're just too big. So, you know, that
well, even my mom. I mean, I know. Is almost as tall as my mom. I think my mom's probably got maybe a foot on Piper.
No, she is a little bit more than that.
But she will. It's like, and my mom has fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult for her. It's like, nope, if I'm going to be hurting, whatever, I'm going to pick
all
up
in.
Piper. Yeah, exactly. All in.
All in.
But Piper loves it. She does 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, it did. It's one of those things where it's like, I know your grandma.
Yeah.
But you still need to do these things. It's still good for her.
Yeah.
You know, but again, grandparents like, no, I'm here to spoil you and I can do whatever I want. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Go home with your parents.
It is a thing. You know.
I mean,
it's fine.
Your parents are great. My mom is great.
Oh, yes. They're all fantastic.
And it's all out of love.
Well, of course. I also think part of it, and I could be wrong, because I don't want to, but you know, Piper doesn't get, like on my side, this applies to my side. You know, Piper doesn't get the same things as the other grandkids got. Like, my mom can't spoil Piper like she does the other grandkids in the way of, like, having cake for breakfast. I'm not saying she lets them eat cake for breakfast, but,
no,
like,
as
a generalization. Yeah, because Piper doesn't eat food by mouth, so that's not...
100%. Like, your mom
I think she can give
spoil
her.
Piper the way that they do with Trip. Like, Trip will go and spend the whole weekend with your parents... And your mom will take him to, like, a movie, and they go, and he does basketball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, your mom can't spoil Piper like that.
Yeah, it's different. So I think giving in to wanting to be held and all that stuff is the way.
Oh, yeah. And my mom's
to play into that, because they don't have the typical way that they were doing things, so.
Well, and like, with my mom, having really only Piper... I mean, yes, she has Hannah as well, but Piper is her only grandchild. I mean, Hannah's kind of like adopted into it.
Yes, Hannah came in a little bit later, but yeah.
But there are things that my mom can do with Hannah that she can't do with Piper, you know?
Yeah.
And
for sure, those experiences are completely different for them, yeah.
And my mom has realized that having both the girls is a lot, because you have two extremes.
Yeah.
One on one side of the spectrum and one on the other. Piper is, we're chill. We can do things. Great. Let's go for a walk. Let's play. Let's, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not going 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Hannah is, grandma, let's do this. Grandma, let's, come on. Grandma.
Yeah.
And it is. It's totally different.
Yeah.
And it really takes a lot out of my mom. And she's told me, she's like, I love having the girls. I really do.
Yeah.
But it really does take it out of me.
It takes it out of me.
Right? And you don't have fibromyalgia.
And I'm younger. And they're like, I have a lot of things that, like, should play, like, you know, be a perk, I guess. But it wears it out of me.
It does.
Love to have them together. And
like,
today,
after we stopped and saw you, I'm like, let's go see Nana and see if Hannah's still there. And so we stopped by my mom's and... I called her and was like, if you want to come out and see Piper, that's great. But we're going to head home. And we were just out and about. I thought you want to come out and see her.
So yeah.
Her and Hannah came out and, you know, did what they do and whatever. And you could definitely tell that it's like Hannah, for as much as Hannah loves Piper, she still gets jealous.
Because
as soon as my mom starts giving Piper attention and affection, it's like Hannah's got to get between the two of them.
Yeah.
Because she, well, grandma, look at me. Grandma, you know.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, it's very hard because Piper kind of needs a little bit more attention when you have her.
Yeah.
And Hannah just doesn't get it. Like, I don't think she understands that she is being jealous of Piper.
Yeah.
And she's never been, like, malicious or anything, but she does.
No,
she's got to have the spotlight, too. Yeah. Piper can't. So my mom's like, if I have them, I can only have them together for a few hours. That's it.
Yeah.
If not, it's one day, one day the next, whatever.
Yeah. Hannah shows those things at school too.
Oh yeah.
If somebody says hi to Piper, Hannah's like, that's my cousin. That's my cousin.
She's my cousin, my best friend. Yes. Yeah.
It's adorable. And
I think it kind of just also plays into one of the things that we were going to touch base on too is, you know, Piper is nonverbal.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that she can't make any sound. She's not a mute.
Yeah.
But she can't voice her opinion.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean she doesn't have an opinion. Yeah, it
doesn't mean she doesn't have one. She can't voice it like a typical child can.
Yes.
If, you know, we have Hannah and we're going to watch a movie, mm-hmm. Hannah can say, well, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
Piper can't tell you, I don't want to watch that. Or, hey, I really do want to watch this.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing, too, is it just plays into effect. Like, even with my mom not knowing it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I still think she tries to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
be fair, be even.
Yeah, be fair, be even. Like, okay. Well, you know, you already watched something you want. Maybe Piper, and she may not always do it, but she mm-hmm. tries. And I think that just because Piper is nonverbal, I think that kind of creates a barrier. I don't think people give her the option to share her voice because her voice is different.
Yeah. No, and agreed. And I think that exactly that's what it is. I almost feel like when a typical child, a verbal child who's hanging out with Piper, you're right, kind of takes a spotlight in a different way because they can take control of a situation because...
Well, because they can voice what they want.
They can voice what they want, what they don't want. They can go get things, like go get toys. They can do all those things. So if you have two children and one is doing all the talking and moving and deciding, and the other one can't openly and readily say no or yes. Hannah's like,
been over here and, you know, playing with Piper, and I'll be playing with a toy or something with Piper, and she's like, well, I want to play with that. Piper's playing with it, and she'll just try and take it because it's like she knows Piper's not going to reach over and grab it back out of her hand. Piper's not going to fight her for it. Piper's not going to throw a fit and be like, hey, that's mine.
Yeah.
And you know, I've jumped on her ass, and it's like, no, you will not do that to her.
Yeah.
Like, that is not fair. That's not right at all.
Yeah.
Just because she can't. I mean, because I'm pretty sure she is my child. She's got attitude.
Well, we already knew that.
So I know that if she really could, that she would.
That we would have our hands full?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what the fuck? That's mine. Like, 100%. But agreed. Just like you said, she just kind of gets lost. Her voice, because it is different, gets lost. And it, you know, it's so easy to get lost. And it's not anybody's fault because they don't live with it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's harder for them to maybe recognize or even understand that that's the situation at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, little Johnny here is just making all these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not what Piper wants to do. Maybe that's, you know.
Yeah.
And if you give Piper an option, you may have to wait for a while.
Mm.
But sooner or later, she'll voice in her own way what she wants to do.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, she doesn't get that opportunity.
Yeah. It's just hard when you have a really big personality in the room with somebody who's a lot more mellow.
Yes. And Hannah does have a very bright personality, big personality.
Yeah.
She wants the attention. She wants to be, you know, everybody's focal point and stuff.
Yeah.
And Piper is the total opposite. She can come into a room and she can give two shits about what's going on, who's in it.
Not saying she doesn't want to be the attention sometimes.
Oh, no.
She clearly.
Yeah, no, there's times where she's like, you know what? I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh and just blow up and have a good time, and everybody's gonna know I'm here. It just really depends on her mood.
Yeah.
But again, for someone who cannot openly wheel herself into a room, walk yeah. into a room,
yeah,
and demand that attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Hannah can throw a fit if she's not getting her way, or if she gets
so
told
can
no.
Piper. But yeah. Piper will definitely throw a fit. I have
it's
seen it.
It's just different.
It is different.
It's just, that's what I was getting to. It's just different. Yeah. Piper throws a fit, and sometimes she's loud. Most of the time, she grinds her teeth to where the neighbors could probably hear it cracking. Oh my God. But yeah, she just, her voice is just different.
It's just different. Yeah, no, you're right. I think one of the biggest things that I feel for Piper, so we have talked about that I'm pretty sure we've talked about that I am not a touchy-feely, lovey person. That's not who I am by nature.
Oh, we've touched base many a time.
So I don't like to be touched and hugged and constant. It's too much for me. I love and appreciate the people who want, and I'm one of them, I'm not going to lie, who want to love and touch and just maul Piper with everything.
With all the snuggles and loves,
But I do know, because I have seen it, that she's like everybody else, or what I assume like everybody else, at some point she's like, don't touch me. Don't do that.
She does it to me when I'm like, you know what? You can get mad all you want. You're not going to give me loves. I'm going to take it. And I know that's probably like a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds awful.
It does. When I put it like that. Yes. But, you know, when I've been at work for 13 hours and I just want to come home and have my child acknowledge me.
Yeah.
Sometimes she could care less. She not give two fucks.
We've definitely
not
talked
even.
About that, yeah.
And I'll come over and I'll, you know, give her kisses on her cheek and neck, and she does not want to be touched, and she literally will take her arm and her hand and push it into my face and push me away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She will can. Tell she you, can. Yeah. She
that's her being like, get out my business. Mm-hmm. You know, great. You're home. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But again, she doesn't. I mean, she can't voice it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you and I, being her voice in a lot of aspects, try to tell people, like, you know, let's not get up in her bubble.
Yeah.
Like,
or she did this. That means she doesn't want to be touched. So don't do
it. There's times too where Hannah's like, oh, well, she hit me. Well, not. She's telling you to leave her alone, Hannah. Like, you're too close. You're all up in her face and shit. She's just trying to tell you to back up.
Oh, man.
You know, and I think, like, with my mom, she knows that there's no getting away from her. So she just, like, shuts down. I'm just going to go to sleep. Nana can't overwhelm me if I'm asleep. And my mom tells me, she's like, oh, my gosh, every time she comes over here, she, like, wants to take a nap. And I'm like, it's because you are just smothering her, Mom. I'm like, Nana, give me all the love. And, you know. For the first little while, Piper's all for it. She loves it. And then it's just like, okay. Like, I picture just like this, like, Dennis the Menace style when he was little, and the old lady would always want to get, like, pinch his cheeks and stuff. And he was like, oh, just fine, whatever. Just leave me alone. And it feels like that's Piper. She gets to the point where she's like, oh, my gosh, Nana, like, get up out of my business.
I can't.
I just can't. I've gotten all the kisses and all the loves. I've been here for 3 hours of nonstop. Like, just stop.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't want to be mad because you're like, I know you just want to love her.
Yeah, because you know, you're just wanting to love on her. But at the same time, it's like, you still need to respect
her space.
Her body language, you know, and her space.
Yeah.
If she's pushing you away like that, like, it's difficult for her to do certain motions.
Yeah.
And for her to keep doing that, like, she is avidly telling you to back up. Like, give her space.
Agreed. I do enjoy the people who are closest to her, and which I would say is family, would come down to family, who just talk to her like a person. It's like my favorite. I think, you know, Aunt B is really fantastic about it. Aunt B just has on full conversations with Piper.
Full like, on. Oh, yeah.
Which talks is amazing.
To her like she talks to her own kids. like there's no difference, nothing. Which is great because.
Yeah, I appreciate
it,
that.
It is. It's like, okay, you see her as a person.
Yeah.
Not like there's something wrong with her.
Yeah.
You see her, you know, B sees her, Aunt B sees her for who she is, person, wonderful person.
Yeah.
And so she talks to her like that,
uh-huh.
you know, and so does Jay.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay will walk in and be like, oh my goodness, are they just, they just threw you off to the side, kid? Like,
oh my God.
Here, let's see if I go get a burger. Like, you know, I mean, he does.
She wants a cheeseburger.
Maxwell talks to her just like, you know.
A person.
A person.
Yeah.
There's no... Goo goo gaga's, you know, shit like that. Like they don't talk to her like a baby, and my mom doesn't anymore either.
Yeah,
you know, and I think me putting into perspective for my mom, like, you know, if she was typical and she came over and spent the night and everything and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
at 7 years old, you would not be treating her like a baby.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong. And she, yeah, you're right.
Like, yeah.
So don't talk to her like a baby. Don't call her a baby. She's not one.
Yeah.
And my mom's been great ever since.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite things is over the years of watching kids interact with Piper, because we've had some amazing interactions with kids, is the kids who are like hanging out with her and they're like, oh yeah. Yeah, Piper totally wants to be a princess. Like just like speak for her to adults and like, we're going to do this. Because she wants it. That's what she wants. And they just want to include her in whatever they're doing. And they just... Well,
because for me, I see that as the innocence of a child.
It is.
Because, you know, yeah, they can see that there's something different.
Mm-hmm.
But they still just view her as another kid.
Yeah.
Well, we want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Piper wants to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. She told me.
She told me.
She told me she wants to
totally wants to go and do that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like... And
it's the best.
I think that a lot of, because we went to a birthday party last summer, one of the girls that I work with, Miss Linda, and one of the gentlemen that I work with, his little boy was there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell this little boy had never seen a child in a wheelchair before. He was so confused on what to do.
Yeah.
How to, you know, and.
Which makes total sense.
Which makes There's total like, sense because he's little. He's not even in kindergarten yet.
Yeah.
Like, he's little. And he kind of came over and looked at Piper and was just like,
And I'm out.
I'm out. Like, I don't know what to do with this information.
Yep.
I'm out. And the guy I work with just apologized. Oh, I'm like, dude, it's okay.
Yeah.
Has he ever seen someone in a wheelchair? And no. No, he never.
Especially a kid?
Yeah, like, I'm like, especially a little kid, someone his age, you know? No, he hasn't. It's like, that's totally fine, dude. He does not know how to interpret that information.
Yep.
You know, it's totally fine. He's a child.
Yeah.
Said, was he mean to her? No. He just didn't know what to do. So I was like, I'm out. I'm going to go play with somebody, like, you know, over
and
here.
And that's fine.
And that's totally fine. But then there are kids that will just walk up to Piper and start talking to her like they've known her for a lifetime. And it's just, and the best is when we've gone to drop her off at school and classmates or other students.
Constantly.
Hi, Piper. And she picks her head right up and picks her arm right up and waves. And it's, and that's one of the things is she can do it quickly or it can take her a minute. You never know.
Yeah, you just don't.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And it blows me away when on cue,
you
know, someone will say something to her, say hi to her, or we're going to leave my mom's. Okay, say bye to Nana and Papa Joe. And she picks her arm up and she waves.
Yeah.
She knows. Okay, we're leaving. We're out of here. You just, it's hard to try and tell people to wait for her voice.
Yeah.
Because it is so different.
Yeah.
And it can take a while to hear.
Yeah.
But those that are in our family have learned. And I am grateful for it.
Yeah.
Because I do. Everyone sees her as a person, not as a charity story or, you know, nothing like that. There's nothing out of like pity or sympathy. It's all out of love and as seeing her for who she is, a person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh.
She's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I know, no excitement today.
I know, she was super talkative today, and then like it just fizzled out. She was done.
Clearly, she's like, and I'm bored. It's adorable.
But I think that's all we were going to cover today. It's just kind of, you know,
different interactions.
Different interactions.
Well, we've noticed and how with things people. Have
changed and stuff with Piper. So, yeah, I think that's it.
Yep.
You got anything else?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
So it's all good. We can end it there and call it a day. And
thanks for coming back and listening to us rant and rave.
Yep. Because that's what we do around here.
We'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.